armchair.
There's something, I'll say there's something kind of about a kid that's never played baseball.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and flat out deceived.
Why did you get so drunk?
You got drunk. I'm just really exhausted.
What's in that cup?
Rum and Cokes.
Do you have any idea how important
you
this is?
Have
I'm trying
any
to stay
idea?
For Pumpkin. Really, this
you
is what you're doing?
Idea?
This is what you're doing?
Chief, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Armchair.
YouTube Live.
Radio Station.
The radio station you can call your own. What listeners like about our station?
I like everything. It's always on my radio.
We never stop the music, except for now, when I talk.
You're listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. We're here live weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern, WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, and simulcasting on youtube.com/@Braves Country, your first choice for Southern sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Mac McGinn. I don't know much, but I know one thing. It's good to be king, baby. Suck it, Mets. Suck it, Philly. Suck it, Marlins. Suck it.
Washington.
Armchair.
Community Access Channel.
He's the armchair quarterback. He's full of beer and he's full of snacks. The All-American man.
With a cool one in his head.
Yeah! Howdy, hi, and how the hell are you? Wyatt, I am rolling. How are you, Joey?
Oh, man, the vibes are high, even in Chicago here locally, but yeah, what a congrats to the Braves getting that division locked down. Never a doubt this season. It was just
it really is unbelievable. They went a wire to wire out the gate. They just dominated this entire season, and now we start getting ready for the postseason because we all know that's a totally different ball of wax. No matter how you look at it, you can't just assume that you're going to go deep in the playoffs just because you do well in the regular season. So we got to start revving up for that. And I'd say, well, I kind of expect us to be a little flat. We'll go more on that tomorrow for the pregame. I expect us to be a little flat going into the Miami series. Good news is Miami's supposed to have Johnny Cueto on the mound tomorrow. So he's got like a 6 ERA. I'm like, what in the world is Miami doing? Like, that's their answer?
Hey, and that works for me. Being as right now, my Cubs sit at a 76.9% chance to make the playoffs. You know, Miami losing, Cincinnati losing, Diamondbacks losses. The Cubs and Diamondbacks actually have a series in Arizona this weekend.
That was huge.
Whew, a lot to look forward to. Is that will be for the second wild card spot, essentially.
It's crazy that y'all would be playing – the Diamondbacks twice like this late in the season.
Yeah, you know, it is unusual. We always have one West Coast trip late, but this one just so happened to fall right by our homestand with Arizona as we lost 3 out of 4 last weekend. So we know that was disappointing. But after that, we have Pittsburgh, Colorado, Atlanta, and Milwaukee. So hoping Atlanta has everything fully wrapped up by that series, and then Milwaukee will be the tail of the test right now.
I can tell you this, just from I plan on going more in detail with it on tomorrow's show for the pregame show, which will come on. It'll come on Braves Country HD about an hour or so before. It's another early pitch, but just looking at it at a glance today, San Francisco's in trouble. So I wouldn't worry about San Francisco catching you. They've got a tough slate going forward. Miami is the team that after this Braves series, they've kind of got it set up for them. If you go through through there, and maybe we get a chance to do that here in the next segment. But if you go through their schedule, Joey, it's kind of a cakewalk. As is,
yeah,
Phillies.
I'm looking at it. Oof.
And the Phillies is a cakewalk too. Maybe we'll dive into that on the second segment. But
cool.
It's about that time. It's 4 o'clock somewhere, right?
Mm, yes, it is.
What's crack-a-lack and what is your 4-4, Mr. Joey?
Well, we're just going to start with the obvious one here, and that's the Braves being the first to win a division, being the NL West at where they are. Congrats to them, but I had to lead off with it at the 4-4 because that's how it's supposed to be when you win a division title.
All right. Yeah, well, you know, it's the sixth in a row. It seems strange. It doesn't seem like it's been that many in a row.
Right? I was thinking the same.
I swear it feels like it was just yesterday that Ronald Acuna Jr. was coming up as a rookie and was striking out left and right, and the entire team was full of strikeouts, and we were having a hard time. You know, here's the thing with the Braves on these six championships or six divisions. Real quick, I believe the first couple of them was because the division was down, right? These last few have been because the Braves have been that good. But you go back to 2019, Washington won the World Series, but they had a terrible regular season. In fact, I still think the Braves were playing the best baseball of anyone. Mike Foltynewicz spit the bit in Game 5 of the NLDS against the Cardinals. That's what cost us. 2022, we ran out of gas. 2020, I don't count anything in that year. I damn sure not going to count a division title. I know it's six in a row, technically. Just because they didn't lose it, we'll count it six in a row. But I really look at it as five in a row. And, oh, by the way, we won more games than anyone in the division in a 60-game stretch. But this year they dominated the division. Last year they chased down the Mets. I think it took gas out of both of their tanks. And this year they should be able to set. There's no excuses this year. I don't hear any damn excuses from the Braves front office. We go out there and spit the bit. The only thing I will say, I hate the Major League Baseball playoff platform. The way they have it set up where the teams with the best record are going to get like a damn week off. You're just going to be rusty as hell. But other than that, there's no excuses this year. What's your next topic?
Yep, number two. Let's go to Colorado, as everyone's been talking about them. They take on Colorado State this weekend. And Coach Jay Norvell of Colorado State made it personal, Deion said today.
Yes! By... What's he doing?
Yeah, I mean, why would you sleep? Why would
go
you
ahead
wait
and give us the quote first, and then we'll react.
Yeah, and the quote is, I don't care if this is in Boulder. I told them I took my hat off and I took my glasses off. I said, when I talk to grown-ups, I take my hat and glasses off. That's what my mother taught me.
Shots fired when I talk to grown-ups.
And that's why when I saw Deion, he talked to his team earlier today. I saw on Twitter in his glasses and his sunglasses, and he said they made it personal.
What? I mean, it's almost like they went out of their way to start this crap. Like, what, yeah, like, why wouldn't you wait till after the game to say something like that, right?
Exactly.
Like, you're just giving him an excuse, you know, we used to call it billboard material, but you're just giving them fuel for no apparent reason. It seems, especially, you're like a 4-touchdown underdog. What are we doing?
Colorado by 40.
What are we doing? I mean, why in the hell would you do that? They're going to run the score up now. And they're probably all going to come out of the huddle or out of the tunnel with sunglasses on. What's your next one?
Next one, you know, Braves fans know this base well, but unfortunately, yesterday we got the news that Max Scherzer is out for the regular season with a muscle strain. So, man, they took on DeGrom. They took on Scherzer. It has not clearly worked out, and the Rangers are scuffling down the stretch.
What made the Rangers think it would be a good idea to become the New York Mets West? I mean, really? What's next? Are they going to make a trade for Alonso in the offseason? Back the truck up on him and give him a $400 million deal? Really, just really lock your fate in. The idea that you could go out and get Scherzer and DeGrom 1 year after they fell apart and think you're going to get anything better to aging pitchers is just absurdity.
And their last four games are at Seattle in the regular season. So you want to talk about fireworks in early October.
Yeah, that's an absolute nightmare. They are beyond screwed. And what's item number four?
Yep, for all the Thursday night football fans, buyer beware tonight. And not only fantasy, but your gambling moves is three Philadelphia Eagles will be out tonight. Running back Kenneth Gainwell, that will promote Rashad Penny to the active roster. Cornerback James Bradbury is out tonight. And safety Reed Blankenship. So they have three starters out tonight. I don't know if it will matter. I'm just giving you the news.
That's so damn funny. Yesterday we were doing the Tuesday we were doing the show. And Steven was on here, and he's our, you know, fantasy football guy. And I was talking to him about, because what we're doing on these Tuesdays now is we're looking ahead on who you might want to pick up, right? Waiver wire. And Kenneth Gainwell was up there at the top, and I was like, man, I've had my cups of coffee with Kenneth Gainwell. I'm done. If I get burned because he goes out there and has a big game, so be it, but I don't want any parts of him. And Steven was defending him. He was all about it. And fair enough, I kind of understood where he was coming from. But this is why I don't want anything to do with Kevin Gainwell. He's either injured or he ends up in a five-man backfield that he'll get like three touches. And you can't have a guy on your roster like that guessing, oh, do I start him or I don't start him every week?
Correct.
As a wise man once told me about fantasy football, because I don't want anybody on my roster that's out there tricking me every damn week. I ain't trying to get tricked on whether or not you're going to have a good game or you're going to have a bad game. All right? Stop trying to trick me and let's play some football.
Perfect example of that is that New England Patriots backfield year after year. You can't trust any of those guys ever.
Brutal. You cannot trust the Patriots backfield.
Patriots, I remember when it was like Burkhead.
Eagles backfield. Which is why Gainwell, I mean, this is like 3 years in a row that people have been high on Gainwell.
Well, and here's my thing. I have DeAndre Swift in a couple of leagues, and that guy got nothing last week. So I'm wondering if it's not tonight, it's going to be never for DeAndre Swift, because that makes zero sense to me. They signed him in the offseason to be a starter, I thought, instead of obviously losing Miles Sanders, and this is what we get.
If it wasn't last year, it was going to be for never, ever. With Swift, he is. I mean, what the hell did he do last year? He had the opportunity last year and didn't do anything with it.
Not cool.
I don't think it's necessarily even the players, Joey. I'm more and more start to believe that it's just their philosophy. And just like I don't want a wide receiver with the New England Patriots, I don't want a running back with the Eagles. Because their philosophy is to keep them all fresh, keep them just rolling at you, right? Just churning them at you. Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm good, man. I'm good. I would rather have some bum on a bad team that I know is going to get 10 to 15 touches than to go, you know what? DeAndre Swift is very talented. Gainwell's very talented. You name it. Whoever. Penny. And go, I don't know, what do you think, he gets five touches this week? Yeah, but what if he really breaks one? Okay, but what if he goes out there and gets me 2 points? And it's just Thursday, so I get to cringe over that all weekend. Oh, God, here we go.
It's incredibly frustrating. The guy's 24 years old. He averaged 5.5 per carry last year on 99 attempts. So I was just hoping the Eagles after the Lions' career would, but you're right, it's the system.
I don't even argue with your logic. His talent is out there.
Yeah, it's
But the Eagles, man, they did this last year with Miles Sanders. They did. I mean, it's every year with the Eagles in the offensive, just philosophy. It's very college football like.
Yeah.
Where you would think that they have like a 96 man bench. They keep turning guys out and go, okay, here we go, here we go, here we go. I don't want anything to do with game. I don't want anything to do with them. And Swift may very well go off tonight. But his version of going off is probably like 63 yards and getting vultured at the one-yard line by Penny.
Yeah, and then it will all go to crap.
Exactly. I see you got your bird shirt on.
Yeah, I bought this shirt for the Super Bowl last year because I always like to represent a team. So it's turned into one of my work shirts now. So workout shirts, I should say.
You got the wrong bird on there, buddy. It ought to be Larry's face underneath it. It should say bird and underneath it, Larry's face saying, who's coming in second? That's what I want to know. With his warm-up jersey on.
It would definitely be overtaken, this Bird Gang shirt, that's for sure.
Did we get through all four?
We got through all four, my man.
I really should be marking these down as we go along, but I get wrapped up in the conversation. So
it's a good idea.
Back to the okay, a couple things going on in the world of sport. Okay. Texas, I think they're sunk, don't you? The Rangers?
I mean, saying sunk, I don't want to just say sunk yet because they are still in the third spot technically, but I have a feeling they won't.
Well, I don't know how they're going to continue. Even if I'll tell you what, if they make the playoffs, someone's going to be drooling to be able to play them.
Oh, yeah. In terms of World Series, they have a 0% chance to win it in my eyes.
Because what the report said was that he's out, he's done for the regular season, and it's very doubtful he would be back for the postseason. Which tells me that the only chance he would have of coming back to the postseason would be like some kind of late run. But I think they're just going to shut him down because they're on the hook for him next year. The last thing you want to do is go out there and say, well, let's go ahead and make a title run. So they're going to collect their belongings and go back to square one come spring training. They're going to sell all their fans on, we got DeGrom, we've got Scherzer, let's
go. This is Texas Mets? The Texas Mets?
Yes, exactly. It's the New York Mets West. And they'll probably go out and get somebody else. What, you know, while you're at it, why don't you go ahead and sign Julio Urias to a contract, because, you know, he'll never see the light of day again. And let's go. Let's get it going. But I'm looking at the standings and just looking at where they sit right now. I know technically they're hanging around. Houston leads the division by a very small margin. Texas is a half game in front of Seattle and one game in front of, or 1.5 games in front of Toronto. I think it's Toronto that ends up running them down.
Yeah, because their schedule, I mean, you look at it, they end with 7 road games. And then I said they play Seattle 4 times at the end. They also have 3 more with Seattle and Texas. So that's 7 games out of their last 4 series with them. So I don't even think they're going to end up making this dance. I'm thinking Seattle gets that last wild card spot.
Okay, here's the other thing. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I don't have it in front of me, but they just swept the Rangers. Toronto did, right? They had a 3-game set with the Rangers, and they swept them. So I would think
one more game today, actually.
Is there one game? I'm sorry. They won the first 3.
Yep.
I would think that means that they probably have the tiebreaker on Texas as well, right?
Yeah.
So here's the other thing that I'm looking at. This the game tonight, 7:07 first pitch. That's my mistake. It's Gausman versus Eovaldi. Eovaldi's been trash since he came off the IL. I know, because he single-handedly helped me lose a fantasy baseball league. And Eovaldi is essentially an opener right now. Then they're going to stay at home, and this is Toronto. They're at home against Boston. They go to New York to play them at Yankees, excuse me. They do have a tough series in Tampa. But then they come home against the Yankees for 3, and then Tampa Bay for 3. And Tampa Bay's probably catch their chips in, don't you think?
Yes, they did.
At that point, Tampa Bay's probably getting ready for the series that'll start Tuesday. So how the hell does Texas survive this? And you said that you had Texas, they're playing at Seattle?
Yeah, and they play them 7 times, 4 of those being in Seattle.
That's bad.
That's not good.
And they obviously don't have a home field advantage because they've lost the first 3 of a 4-game series against Toronto, and last week they got swept at home by the Astros, which they needed those wins. What's remarkable to me is that they're not already out of the playoff race.
Oh man, it's going to be I mean, they are on a little bit. Not much positivity there. I mean, outside of what they've done recently, winning five in a row, I don't know if they're on the up and up.
I just don't think that they. Texas won the games against Toronto. I had that wrong.
Texas has won five in a row.
Okay, so I had that wrong. I thought I saw them winning last night. Okay, so that's my fault. I must have clicked on the wrong team. So Texas has won 5-0, so Texas would have the tiebreaker against Toronto.
That right. Still being said, they still haven't.
I still don't like the fact that so they will have the tiebreaker against Toronto, most, like I would think. I don't have in front of me whether or not played earlier in the year. They may have, but regardless, winning three of the first four. But you look at the rest of this, and I'm looking at Texas' schedule now, and they are at Cleveland this weekend. Then they're at home against Boston, who's pretty much packed it in. Home against Seattle, at the Angels, and then at Seattle for four. The fact that you finished the season, like you said, seven games against Seattle, right? The last four are on the road at Seattle. The last seven games in total are on the road.
Yeah, and in June, Texas won two out of three from Toronto, so Texas definitely has a tiebreaker.
And honestly, Dunning has come back down to earth. Heaney's been okay. Montgomery's actually been their best pitcher, but for whatever reason, he typically doesn't even get much run support. He did yesterday, but he's got a losing record. He's got a sub-4 ERA. Their schedule's set up to where Texas should be able to make the plus, but they're going to be an early exit. Because if you don't have Scherzer, you obviously don't have DeGrom. What would you send to – so let's say that the Texas makes it to the playoffs, right? First round. They're going up against, we'll say, Tampa Bay. They're in Tampa Bay for three, right? What are they going to go? Montgomery, Heaney, and Dunning is probably what they're going to throw at the Rays. That's a sweep.
Maybe John Gray.
I, for one, am now on the side of let's not even have Texas in the playoffs because they're going to get smoked. I'd rather see at least Toronto get in and give someone a fight, right?
That's what it's all about. That's why, like, in the National League wild card outside of the Cubs, Phillies make sense. And then to me, Diamondbacks should be that third team. Cincinnati's young and exciting, but if Cincinnati made the playoffs, I wouldn't give them a hope.
Whoever makes that final wild card is going to have a shot. Here's my idea if you're a Cubs fan. Tank. To make sure you want the sixth seed. You don't want the fifth seed. So unless you're just going to win out and make sure that you get home field, right, for the four seed, tank. You want to be going to Philadelphia or do you want to go to Milwaukee? Tank. Tank that last week. Get yourself – make sure that you're in the playoffs.
So we'd be tanking against Milwaukee, though. That would be the issue. I agree with your thought process.
Okay, but what happens if you go out there, you win, you play your hardest, you fall short, you end up as the five seed. Then you got to go to Philly when you could have played the Brewers.
No, and I do like your point there because the Phillies, just like last year, are coming up hot at the end of the year. And even though Milwaukee's good, they get a little bit lucky with the division they're in. I will say this. If right now we're four back of Milwaukee, if we were within a couple of games, you got to obviously bust it. But if we don't really have a chance to begin with, maybe the path would be easier, like you said, than at the seventh spot.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, tank it, man. Get yourself in position that final week where you can go, oh, there's no way in hell we're going to like fall out of the playoffs, right? Unless you're that close where you think you can win the division. If you can win the division, it's a different argument.
Ever since Alzolay got injured, we're tanking without tanking, thanks to our bullpen. So,
well, if you go into it, okay, and we'll say we get to that final weekend, and you're three out with three to play, and you need some kind of miracle to tank. Let the freaking Diamondbacks go play Philadelphia, and you go, we're going and stress out Milwaukee while you're at it, right? Go through their bullpen, wear them the hell out. And then you'll see him on Tuesday, and boom! Good night, Irene. That's the way you do it. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, got a lot to talk about, a little time to do it. Let's talk about some other things in the National League race. We've also got Thursday night football on the agenda and our locks on the way. You're listening to Braves Country Today. We'll be back in just a flash. Welcome back to Braves Country.
Hey, folks, this is Mark White with The Mark White Show, and you can tune in to The Mark White Show every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. right here on Rock 99 WQEE The Key, the home of Southern sports and talk.
It's summertime, and that means the return of all the fun and excitement of Chattahooch baseball at historic Golden Park. Bring the whole family down for a night of fun. Tickets start as low as $10 with a discount for kids, seniors, and active military. Or celebrate a special night at the park with a group package or suite night. For game dates and more, visit GoHoots.com. That's GoHoots.com.
Well, the season's finally here.
The Armchair Quarterbacks are back. Saturdays, 10 a.m., you'll be tailgating with the Armchair Quarterbacks. Mac McGee, Joey Antones, and the rest of the Armchair Quarterbacks live, 10 a.m. Saturdays this fall. Talking college football, SEC, ACC, Big Ten, the NFL, fantasy football advice, and our picks against the spread. Right here on Braves Country HD, 99.1 FM, WQEE.
Yeah, the Armchair.
Hey, does any of y'all know when the employee Christmas party is for the self-checkout at Walmart?
Broken pretzels in the rug, the beer cans could be worse. She'll clean it up tomorrow and dread September 1st. But once again, ho-ho! Well, the season's finally here and the players hit the field. And
Rob says Braves baseball team is heading to the next stage of the season. And it's going on in the World Series championship games of the 2023. Rob, I hope you're right. I just still gun shy because of what went down last year. You know, we ran out of gas. I do think it's a totally different situation this year. I think this year you're looking at a baseball team that's going to be able to reset themselves. They went into it on fumes. And also remember something, too. We had a couple of bad luck injuries last year. Spencer Strider had some kind of a dead arm issue down the stretch. Then they tried to bring him back for the postseason, and he was absolute garbage. And Max Fried got a really bad flu bug and lost like 10, 15 pounds. They tried to rush him back, and he got pounded. So everything that could go wrong went wrong for Atlanta this year. And I would just hope that we're not going to have that first 2 years in a row. Hopefully, we don't go all Mets about it.
Man, isn't it nice to just sting them in New York?
Metting and Clemsoning, those are still verbs. Those are still verbs. People don't want to admit it, but those are still verbs. Looking at, first of all, tonight's game. So if folks are not, if you're not that interested in the NFL game, and that NFL game should be pretty good. We're going to get into it here in a moment. But a lot of folks just, you know, they only care about their football team, right? So if you're not that into the game tonight, or if the game gets out of hand like it did last year when these two teams played,
Oh, my God. I remember. I think it was Thursday Night Football.
It was a Monday night game. It was the the first Monday night game, and it was back when they were – when the first Monday night of the year, they did two games. This year, they're doing two games this Monday night, which is weird.
Yeah, and there's another one in, like, week 13. What do they put all the weeks in a hat and pick two out now?
Especially because the one this Monday night, one of them is Carolina versus the Saints.
Yeah, and the other is Cleveland versus Pittsburgh. So it's like,
I mean, at least Browns, Steelers, you know, that's got some, it's got a little bit of cachet to it. But Panthers and Saints, no offense to anyone who's a Panther or Saints fan, that does not have a national appeal to the point where you're like, let's put two games on it one night. It would be different if this was like, had been rescheduled because of the weather or something, but that's not the case. This was out the gate. But
since when did Fox start putting baseball games on Thursday night?
They started it this year. They haven't done it the past couple of weeks, but it's back. And tonight, man, I'm so excited about this because
I hope I get Rays and Orioles.
Yeah, Rays. Okay, so the Braves are off tonight. Rays and Orioles is the Fox game of the night. That is awesome.
They're going to stick me with Yankees, Red Sox. They're going to stick me with Yankees, Red Sox. I already know it.
I wouldn't think so because they're both out of the playoff race.
I can only hope. I'm praying, man.
Is that an option?
Yes, they're both listed as Fox games tonight.
Oh, okay.
Please. So I'm not.
I'm going to be irate. I thought that was just the one game.
I got to check the TV guide.
I'm checking it right now. That's what I'm looking for is my damn remote. I'm going to be fired up.
Because what's happened, it's probably going to black out by you, and then they're going to give you Yankees, Red Sox or something.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now, if Fox is the only one that's carrying it, then I should be okay. As long as there's not like a simulcast going on, right? With
that's fair.
With the Tampa Bay. Let me see here. Come on. It's got to be Tampa. Don't give me no stupid Yankees Red Sox. That's your slightly older brother's game of the week, right? Yankees Red Sox doesn't matter anymore.
No, it's funny how they're both just 502 and in the bottom of their division.
Let me see. What are we getting here? I'm getting Tampa Bay.
There you go.
Boom goes the dynamite. I was about to say, dude, you about really took one into my cornflakes right there, man. Because I was like, dude, if I get Red Sox Yankees, like literally a meaningless game. Both teams are like seven games out of the wild card. It says it's a double header. The Yankees and Red Sox played earlier today. I must have missed that.
Well, I'm looking up. I'm looking on mine right now. I'll have a stroke.
It says doubleheader, but I don't see a second game, so I don't know what they're talking about. Oh yeah, they did. Red Sox 5-0 won 5-0 Red Sox. Red Sox won 5-0.
Yep.
Earlier today, I didn't pay attention to any of the games today because they didn't really. I mean, the only game that realistically meant anything, the Reds got pounded by the Tigers. They're falling apart. I wanted to see Ellie De La Cruz in the playoffs, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen him quite a few times here in Chicago, and I do like him as a player. When I went to the Cubs-Reds game about maybe 6 weeks ago, it was still when he was a little bit newer to the scene, and he is a specimen of a human being.
Brewers are leading the Marlins right now, by the way. 4-2, so that game is of interest, but it gets blacked out of my area. So anytime I see them pop up, I don't even pay attention because I'm like, well, I can't see it, so who cares?
You're out.
But you would want. Well, wait a minute. Which one? Who do you want to win there? You want the Marlins to get knocked out, or you want the Brewers to come back to the pack?
I don't know if this is better of me or not, but I'm one of those guys that want to just get the guaranteed playoff spot. So I would root for the Brewers to lose or the Miami Marlins to lose because I just want to make sure we get in. Once you get in, anything's possible. That's how I view it.
I guess if you look at it big picture, Joey, you still play the Brewers. So you kind of control some fate there. So you do kind of want the Marlins just to get eliminated. But I'm telling you right now, man, if you look at that Marlins schedule, after this weekend with the Braves, it is cake city. The Phillies too. The Phillies are playing the Mets like 37 times down the stretch. It's ridiculous. You can tell Major League Baseball thought the Phillies and Mets were gonna matter.
Yeah, they have seven games after this after that Braves series, actually.
You know that the Major League Baseball didn't think Atlanta was going to be in it, and they thought the Phillies and Mets were going to be? The Phillies and Mets are playing 7 times in the last week and a half, right? Yeah. The Braves are playing the Nationals 7 times in the last week and a half. That tells you that they thought we were going to be gone.
What a disgrace.
Because I remember looking at that at the beginning of the season and thinking to myself, all right, what I like about this is it's tough right now, but when we get down the stretch and these two knuckleheads are knocking each other off, we're going to be cruising right past them. But
yep,
it ended up not mattering. There's if there's one game that I'm really excited about tonight, it's Tampa versus Baltimore. Toronto, Texas is interesting. I'm just getting to the point now where I want Texas out of the way. It's nothing against the Rangers, but if half your team is going to be on the IR, I don't want anything. I don't want to see. I don't want a layup for the damn Houston Astros in the first round somehow, which is what's going to happen. You've got Aaron Civale versus Kyle Bradish. Who do you like tonight in that game? Rays, Baltimore.
I'm just looking at that now, and honestly, if I can get Baltimore being at the minus, I'm going to take Tampa Bay in this matchup. If you look at, the pitching matchup, I guess, is Savali's been good this year. His last couple starts, he's let up 7 runs and 10 and a third. But I still like them on the I still like them, though, to get this game against the Baltimore Orioles. I would be in favor of Tampa Bay.
That would be interesting. Thing about Savali is, from my understanding, and I don't have it in front of me, but I heard someone talking about this the other day. From my understanding, Savali is much better at home.
Oh, well, that
now,
one.
Let me see if I'm gonna pull up his splits real quick and see if that actually tracks. Let me see here. At home, no, he's much better away.
Oh, okay, good.
So that guy must have misspoke. He's got a 2.03 ERA away. He's got a 3.79 at home. Now, what's confusing about that is he was acquired by Tampa in early August, right?
Oh, that's right.
So, was he bad in Cleveland? Or was he been? So, let me see here. In Cleveland, at home in Tampa Bay. Looks like he's been okay on the road. He's actually been really good. And that shouldn't matter whether he was a Guardian or a Ray if he's on the road, right?
Exactly. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm sticking with the Rays on that one, but I like where this series is starting off at. It's even interesting tomorrow. Eflin and Flaherty. This is gonna be a fun series. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, so Aaron Civale, going head to head at Baltimore offense, and Kyle Bradish, who's got a shiny 3.03 ERA. See what his splits are. At home, 2.26. You know what I'm smelling here?
Under.
The under, baby. The under, I think it's 8. So you've got.
Hit him with that under.
What has he done against Tampa Bay? He's got 3.27 ERA. So that's phenomenal as well. I'm thinking about that under.
I like the under in a couple of games tonight, but I won't give that away just yet.
Fair enough. Well, let's go ahead and take that last break. When we come back, we'll give you our locks, talk a little Thursday night football,
ooh,
little Vikings,
little bit bird games,
and fantasy football. We all know that always matters. Who do you start and who do you sit tonight?
Especially in the Eagles' backfield.
Especially on the entire Vikings team. I mean, they're rolling into Philly. Well, as far as I know, Hurricane Lee will not be a factor. We'll be back in a flash.
If you're making sandwiches, always leave the knife hanging over the sink in case you want one later. BMN.
I'm 7-0 this season.
You auto-drafted. That's what all the great GMs do. They delegate.
You didn't do anything.
Yeah, I did. I set the cue.
Without fantasy football, what would friends talk about?
I almost wore shorts today.
Oh.
It's going to do a sweatshirt shorts combo.
Hmm.
Switched to pants instead.
Armchair.
Hey, sports fans. The Key has a brand new show. Braves Country is coming your way weekdays 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Drive time on WQEE. Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. We'll be talking the Atlanta Braves and Major League Baseball, along with everything important to sports fans in Braves Country. The SEC, ACC, Big Ten, and the National Football League, and the big sports news of the day. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., right here on WQEE The Key, 99.1 FM, and simulcasting on youtube.com/@Braves Country.
Make contact. A collective psychosis is sweeping the nation. We're in the thick of the haze craze, and Elysian is introducing an altered state of IPA. Contact Haze is a tangled chemistry of mild haze, low bitterness, and an explosion of hop aroma. This hazy IPA bursts with notes of bright raspberry, currant, citrus, guava, and passion fruit. Available in six-pack cans in stores. Make contact.
Welcome back.
The season's finally here.
The Armchair Quarterbacks are back. Saturdays, 10 a.m., you'll be tailgating with the Armchair Quarterbacks. Mac McGee, Joey Antones, and the rest of the Armchair Quarterbacks live, 10 a.m., Saturdays this fall. Talking college football, SEC, ACC, Big Ten, the NFL, fantasy football advice, and our picks against the spread. Right here on Braves Country HD, 99.1 FM, WQEE.
Yeah, the Armchair.
It's the best in sports and entertainment, and get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning, right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey, and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
Welcome back. All right. I think I've got a pretty good parlay. That's my lock today. You want to hear this one?
You got it.
All right. This one is going to come off with a payoff of minus 123. If you take the Eagles on the money line and take the 2.5 runs with the Tampa Bay Rays, not 1.5, but 2.5, it's going to pay off. So I just need to keep the Rays game close and the Eagles to just get the dub. And they beat the living snot out of Minnesota last year. And I don't think a lot has changed. Nope. Other than the fact that they don't have Dalvin Cook anymore. So I'm
well, and you, if you look at this, I watched a decent amount of Tampa Bay versus Minnesota, because obviously Tampa Tones and Vikings got off to a hot start, but of course, as usual, they fumble the ball, they throw interceptions, they made some bad plays on their home field. I would hate to see what they do against this Philadelphia defense tonight, because as always, it's been stout.
So I avoided Alexander Mattison like the plague in fantasy football this year, because I just don't think that he is anything close to what they think he is. He has filled in for Dalvin Cook in the past. He doesn't have the same juice that Cook has, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I think they are now, more than anything else, they're extremely one-dimensional. And you're going to let that Philadelphia Eagle defense peel back their ears and come flying in there? I think this one could get ugly.
It very well could, and honestly, I'll just say this. I think it's going to be an under game, and that is my lock, is if we're going to talk about it, between Minnesota and Philadelphia. I think the over-under is at 49 the last time I checked. I could see Philadelphia getting to, you know, 27, 28 points, but I don't think Minnesota will get into past the teens, to be honest. I think they get in that 17, 18, 19 range. So I like the under as my lock of the night.
I thought about the under, but I'm just looking at Philadelphia is going to win this game.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't have a lot of faith in the Vikings defense for me to bang that under. That's the problem. Because the line I'm seeing out is 48.5. Well, the Vikings may very well lose the game 49-0.
Ooh, you really do like blowout.
I don't think it's going to be close. I'm pulling for Minnesota. I'd like to see a good game, but I don't think it's going to be.
Al Michaels might be a little crabby.
Oh God, is it? Oh, that's right. It's the Herb Street Michaels combo. I'm definitely putting the volume on the baseball game tonight.
That's just so true, though, when you have two, to me, really good sportscasters, but they don't mix. You just can't stick anybody together. Chemistry is obviously a big part of this thing. And to me, Thursday Night Football crew kind of shows it. I don't know what it is, if it's the Amazon thing that gets me going a little bit or what, but there's something about Thursday Night Football that doesn't have that added spice, even though they try to make it such a huge deal being with Al and Kirk on Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it is.
It misses. I don't know what it is, but it misses. It just – something's not – the main thing for me, because you'll never hear me say a discouraging word about Al Michaels. I think he's one of the greatest of all time. The main thing for me is I don't believe that Herb Street – I believe he's a fan of the NFL, but I don't believe he has the knowledge of the National Football League that he does with college football. So when he's in there as a color commentator, it falls flat with me. And maybe it's because we're so used to the color commentators doing NFL games being ex-NFL players. Kirk Herbstreit was a very he was a below average college football quarterback. He never scraped the NFL. So his insight, literally, you hear him talk about it, and it feels like he's leaning on his knowledge of when the guy played in college. And I never noticed it when he was doing college games. But now when I listen to him do an NFL game, what I'm constantly hearing in my head is him using the same 7 or 8 catchphrases for every single guy, and I never paid attention to that when he was doing the college games. Maybe because it felt like you had the crowd going and all that kind of. None of these NFL games, I'm just like, oh geez. And I like Herb Street all in all. Don't get me wrong, but I think he's out of place. I think he doesn't do a good job doing the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, look, and too, I he still has the schedule where he's got that college game in this one. It not easy to do, but at the same time, you got to appeal to many different outlets here, and unfortunately something's just not clicking with the Thursday Night Football. Hopefully, like you said, tonight we hope for a good game, but are we going to get it? Because if not, we'll have to mute it, and baseball will also be my front and center then too.
Yeah, I'm definitely muting it. I don't even know if I'll be listening to the baseball game, but I'm damn sure not listening to that. I might have Seinfeld on on a third time. I'm just like, I'm not listening to Al Michaels just drudge through Christ Almighty. I got to do another season with Herb Street, who's already mentally gone, because moments after the game ends, Herb Street's got to be on a damn plane to head towards wherever the hell game day is on Saturday.
And I think it's in Colorado.
Is it?
Yeah, no joke. Oh, they're drinking the Kool-Aid.
Oh, man, they're just thirsty, aren't they?
Right? Like, don't get me wrong. It's been a great story, but to me, I'd wait till, like, week 7 or 8.
Well, I would wait till they were playing somebody. They're a 4-touchdown favorite. They're going to be in Colorado or Colorado State.
That's how big that spread is. Oh my goodness!
Yes, Colorado State's awful.
I knew they were bad, but
Yeah. Colorado State is awful. Colorado State has not been good in 20 years. Colorado hasn't been good in 20 years, but Colorado State has really not been good in 20 years. Yeah, that is crazy. I cannot believe. I mean, why didn't they go to? I know this is kind of a lesser week in college football, but you could have at least gone to Gainesville with Tennessee, Florida. It would feel a little better if Florida was undefeated, but still, Colorado is that? Is the game in Boulder?
It is.
Okay.
Though the ESPN game, it looks like 9 or
it's
10
o'clock.
O'clock. I mean,
game in there in Boulder. What the man? They are forcing that
because they're at Oregon, Colorado next week, and
Colorado State has played one game. They lost to Washington State 50-24 at home.
I know
that's your game day. What are we doing?
And you know, Colorado, you know why they're doing this, Mac? I just figured it out. I just broke the
game. I mean, we know why, Deion.
Well, yes, but their next two games after Colorado State, they might be 3-2. They got Oregon and USC.
Yeah.
So they know after week 5, the hype train's gone.
But why not jump on it next week in Oregon is my point. You feel me?
Because it's Boulder, I guess, like you were saying. I don't know.
But you see what I'm saying? Or even wait. September 30th, they'll be at home. They could have one loss, but they'll be hosting USC. That would be fun. Colorado State.
It's like that girl at the party who's 50 drinks in and nobody's willing to still do anything. And they're like, all right.
I'm going
to
give you games that would have been better than Colorado State to do game day at. Miami's at home tonight against Bethune-Cookman. I would have rather seen it there. They're a 54-point favorite.
They even made a spread for that? Oh, my God.
LSU is at Mississippi State. They're a 10-point favorite. That's honestly not terrible. Kansas State's at Missouri. I mean, this is a week.
They could have even done, though, like South Carolina at Georgia just to make sure everyone.
If South Carolina was undefeated, I think they would have.
Yeah.
But South Carolina got their lunch handed to them. Why not go down to Tampa, South Florida, Alabama, South Florida, and let's go. North Carolina, Minnesota, two undefeated teams.
I'll tell you where they didn't want to go this week is Michigan State, because that would
weren't going there. They weren't going there.
They ain't touching that game, even though they're playing Washington.
They might have already said they were going there, and they aborted mission. What is the deal with that? So I'm seeing so many people. So the ones that just scratch the surface are assuming that Michigan State is in the right for suspending their coach. But I'm seeing a lot of other things come out about this. Man, it almost seems like this might be a railroad job. If you think about this, you're Michigan State. First of all, if you go through it, we can't read off what the USA Today article is because, this is a family-friendly show, right? But essentially, Mel Tucker and Michigan State brought in this lady as a speaker to address and talk about sexual harassment.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make this up. Mel Tucker goes on to decide... to text her things he shouldn't be texting her, especially considering the fact she's made some money off of sexual harassment. But the only thing that was kept, because none of the text messages were kept from either side, so that's all he said, she said, right? The only thing that they do know for sure, 27 phone calls that lasted over 30 minutes in average. Joey. Really? If you were being harassed by someone, would you continue to have 27 phone calls with this person for 30 minutes on average?
Not at all. I mean, if any, even phone calls these days, I know every generation's different, but with how much texting and stuff, especially, you would not catch me with anybody on the phone for 30 minutes because I'd be tired of talking to him to begin with.
27 times? 27 times, and they average 30 minutes or more. It's taking her 30 minutes to say, I'm not interested. Get out of here. There was something going on there mutually at some point. Now, whether or not it continued, I don't know. What I think is happening, Michigan State wants to save $95 million. And they can get out of this, fire Mel Tucker. They realize now it was a really stupid idea to give him $95 million. And, heck, I'm starting to think Michigan State sent her in as a mole.
Well, Michigan State's such a bad – they want to put things in the rearview mirror. They bring back Mark D'Antonio.
I know. So they're about this close to a – speaking of dredging up the past with Michigan State, they're about this close to making a phone call to Nick Saban. Say, hey, man, I know you're very, very, you know, unhappy right now in Alabama because everyone in Alabama is ready to jump off a bridge because you lost to Texas by 10 points. Let's bring back Nick Saban to Michigan State, and let's go.
Yeah, no, overall, this is just, I mean, I hate, obviously, it's a very serious situation, but I think Michigan State has messed this up. Obviously, Mel Tucker has messed this up, and boy, oh boy, do they have a test on Saturday with Washington. Good luck to the university over the next couple of weeks.
You know, I'm just telling you, something smells of this entire thing.
If it stinks, usually stinks.
Do your own research, but go in and read what they said was said. I don't think this happens to Mel Tucker if he's got like a 5-year deal worth $10 million. I think it's because he's got 81 left on the contract. Someone goes, you know what? If we get this dude fired for cause, we can get the hell out of this. I don't understand why ESPN Game Day didn't decide to go Washington State, Northern Colorado as their game day. I mean, come on. Let's go. We're going to have
it's Deion's world.
They're making a bigger deal about this. I also think it's because the game's on ESPN. So they're trying to sell you on the fact, watch it. It's on ESPN.
Won't have to watch too long.
I'm not, what, 10 p.m. or I'll watch it? 10 p.m. Colorado State. They are a 20, okay, it's a 24-point favorite now. At one point, it was 26.5. There's no way. So that tells you right there, you don't have to watch game day. You can come on over to the Armchair Quarterbacks Kickoff Show.
Absolutely. Come join us. I'll be making my first lock and first stupid underdog.
And everybody can, you know what? We should all show up with sunglasses and hats on. Yeah.
I'll do that and leave off where we left last week. We'll really have a bang bang show.
As soon as I saw that guy's last name, Norvell, I was like, is he related to Mike Norvell? What's going on here? But he's not, but.
It just makes no sense. I mean, maybe he was told to give some hype to this game because Colorado State, who the heck wants to watch that? But now everybody knows today who their coach is.
I guess. I just feel like that is a – if you're going to make that kind of a statement, do it moments after the game. You know what I mean? If you won or if you made them close, whatever you say, you know what? I got a bone to pick with Deion. That way it's got a whole year to fizzle. Not to mention the fact he's probably taking – as soon as his son gets drafted by the NFL, Deion's going to try to get hired by said team. I guarantee it. What is your lock, your walk-off? We got a bet, Bolt.
Yep, I'll be quick. Obviously, my lock is going to be Eagles, Vikings, in the under. And then my walk-off is this. Just like Denzel Washington when he threw the banana at the coach, remember the Titans? Primetime Deion Sanders is going to toss a pair of sunglasses to Coach Norvell after they get him down and beat their bottoms off.
Well, my walk-off is Deion can do whatever he wants to that Coach Norvell. He won't do it to the real Norvell. He'll get boat raced in Hassie, baby. He'll get boat raced. My lock, I told you my lock, give me Philly on the money line and Tampa Bay +2.5 pays back -123. We got a jam. Keep it locked in here on 99.1 FM WQEE. Those on Braves Country HD, we'll see you tomorrow. There's no ball game. It's a football night.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Rays. Y'all have a good one.
Goodbye, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. We're back tomorrow with another show.
Well, unless we're fired, we'll talk to you then. Goodbye, sweetheart. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Guys and gals, it's time to go. We'll see you on the next show.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Thanks for listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks on 99.1 FM WQEE, The Key in Noonan, Georgia, and simulcasting on youtube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country comes your way weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Please follow, like, and subscribe today. Armchair Quarterback Radio, your first choice for Southern sports.
September, something of the 5th of September. She said a lot that I can't remember. Something of the 5th. Can I get another cigarette, please? Can I get another cigarette, please? Yeah, I know I live to regret it. Just give me another cigarette, please. Hey, can I get another cigarette, please? Can I...
You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Noonan, Georgia.